Initiating transmission. Data received. You are now plugged into Action Features.
Gonna do it. I'm recording right now.
Okay, so where is it gonna come in at?
Right
here.
Now.
Here's where it comes in. Oh, hey everybody.
We're gonna do it.
Welcome to Action Features.
Episode 5. Home of the podcast.
Home of the brave and the podcast. Yep. We've already done this joke, but that's okay.
Did we?
I think we did something like it.
I'm losing track.
Home of the brave podcast.
I'm losing track now that we've been doing it for so long.
And it's our 5th anniversary right now.
Yep.
Which one is the 5th? Is that the wood anniversary or the...
What?
Well, they have different things for
anniversaries. What are you talking about? Wood?
For certain years of anniversaries, you're supposed to do
You get an element?
No,
there's only 4 elements.
Oh, boy. You're supposed to do the gift in some fashion. Like, you're supposed to get them something made of wood or something made of diamond.
Oh, something borrowed and something blue.
Yeah. Earth, fire, wind, and water. Something like
the group.
That. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. The Planeteers.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what it is.
Heart!
Should I look it up?
Heart!
Look it up?
No, I don't think so.
Should I look it up on the computer?
No. I can tell that's fake.
I've looked it up. I don't know what it is. Actually, I didn't look it up.
Heart! Remember, I had this friend when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And he...
this is great. This led us into a story.
We're going into it. We had this friend as a kid. He was way older than I was. And his... I shouldn't say his
name.
His
name was
Mommy? Because he might be listening.
It was Mati?
Yeah. His name was Mati. And he was always, like, being weird.
Was it Mati or Kwame that had heart?
Mati, I think. Yeah, Mati.
Was it Mati?
Mati, yeah, because he was...
I think so. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think so. So we'd go over to his house to play, you know. And he was kind of awkward. He was an awkward kid. He was the kid that we really didn't want to play with. But we did anyway, because... When you're young, you just, you know, whatever. It happens. And we went over there one day, and I remember being young. I mean, I was probably like 10, maybe 11, somewhere around there.
Okay.
And he comes out, he's like, "You guys want to play Captain Planet?" yes.
I remember the story that you're telling me.
And I thought he would maybe bring out some action figures. I thought, okay, I'm going to check these out because I didn't have any Captain Planet action figures. I could tell I didn't want them.
Yeah.
But I kind of wanted them.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of cool, whatever.
It was a cool show. I mean, Fire was cool.
Right.
Wheeler.
Right, yeah, it was cool. I mean, it was all the elements. And he comes out with just the Power Rings.
That's rough.
Oh, my heart sucked. I can't remember what I got. I want to say that
you didn't get heart, you were fine.
I want to say that I did get heart.
That's the worst.
It's the worst one
to have.
It's
the most useless of the Planeteers.
Heart! Heart. You know what? Why don't you stay back and watch the fort?
Yeah.
For
they pretty much just need him to make Captain Planet.
It's not a real element.
He's useless.
It's not a real element.
Heart.
That, they made it up for the green crowd.
Yeah, for the greenies.
Yeah. Tree huggers.
Yeah. All right, well, sorry about that.
All right, well, yeah. Yeah, well, I love Mother. I love the Earth.
I love, yeah.
I like taking care of it.
Whoopi Goldberg was the voice of...
Mati.
No, not Mati.
Captain Planet. She did Captain Planet, the voice.
No, the Mother Earth. The Earth. You remember the,
I don't know what they called her
in the show.
Yeah.
I don't remember what she was called.
Yep.
But she was like the spirit of the Earth or whatever, the Mother Earth.
Yeah, I think I remember
Whoopi
now.
Goldberg. All right, so here we are with the 5th episode. We don't really have a plan for this one. We have a bunch of things we want to talk about. So we're taking this episode as kind of like the hodgepodge.
Take it easy on you guys.
Put everything.
Well, last time was all business.
It was business.
And the time before that, too, because we had the top 5 to
do. So. This time, not all business. But we are going to touch on some things that we teased in other shows.
All right, let's
I want to jump in on this one first.
You go.
I talked about Transformers 4, right?
Yeah.
In that one episode? I don't remember what episode it was now.
Doesn't matter.
I talked about it. And, you know, Blaze, my 9-year-old, he listens to the show. He listens to his mom on the way to school sometimes.
Hi, Blaze.
Hey, there you go.
Ah, you see what
he's going to love that.
He's laughing right now.
Right now, he's cutting up in the back saying, I'm famous.
He's got to be.
I was on Action Features, the podcast.
He's got
to
be.
So he was listening to the show, and they wrote Transformers 4, and Bobby called him. Bobby told me this all afterwards. She said he heard us talking about that there was going to be a Transformers 4, and he was like, are you kidding me? That's a joke. He said, I went and saw the third one in the theaters, And there were other people laughing, and all I could do was roll my eyes at them.
Wait, you said that you told this story already, I think.
To you.
Oh, you told it to me.
I told it to you.
I couldn't remember.
But not on the show. And then I can't remember exactly what he said, but I think he said something like, "They won't trick me into seeing another one," or something like that.
He said, "I would hear."
Go ahead, you tell it, because I can't remember what he said exactly.
He said, "I'll hear about Transformers 4. I'll just walk away.
I'll just walk away." That's what it was.
Not going to even talk about it.
I'll hear about it. I'll just walk away.
Yeah.
I asked him today because I couldn't remember exactly what he said
in the car.
And I said, what would you say about Transformers 4? He said, I heard it was terrible. I said it was terrible. And then he said the thing about rolling his eyes. And then he said something else in the car today, but he wouldn't repeat what you just said. And it cracked me up. And I was hoping that as I started to tell this story, you'd remember what he said. Yeah. But he's not impressed with the idea of Transformers 4.
I'm just going to walk away.
I'm just going to walk away. He's 9.
I'm going to hear about it.
And walk away.
And walk away.
He's 9 years old. So there was that. What are you doing right now?
I'm messing with mine. All right. It's fine.
You want to jump in on something here? Because I got other things to talk about. But you can say something else.
Well, if you're going to give me the spot, I don't want to spend
Let's go back and forth.
I don't want to spend too much time on it.
Okay.
But for one, Real Steel is real dumb.
I was hoping you'd mention this because I wanted to mention this.
It's so annoying.
We should have a list of movies. We should come out with movies on the podcast that you shouldn't watch.
Well, this is one of them. This is Real Steel. I turned it off.
Yeah.
I got about three quarters, maybe half the way, and I was like, well, I'm done. If you don't like annoying, bossy kids, don't watch it.
The dance.
If you don't like hip-hop dancing.
The hip-hop dance in the future.
Not good.
But the same dancing that's happening now, he's doing in the future.
I thought, this is going to be a fun movie. I'll just have fun with it. I'll check it out. It was $1. I paid $1 to rent it. I stopped it. I didn't watch it.
Well, we played it in here.
Yep.
And it was terrible.
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
If somebody likes it, you know, that's fine. And I like that Jax got the license because they're trying to,
come outside. Different.
Oh, that reminds me of something else. I will talk about Jax later.
Okay.
But, yeah, don't waste your time, probably. But I rented a backup.
Well, hang on. I want to talk about a little bit about Real Steel first.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Before we go on to the next movie. Matt and I, that you know, works here, too.
Yeah, yeah.
We were both saying that the movie would be way better if Hugh Jackman wasn't even in it. It actually could be, like, a movie you could kind of maybe enjoy
a little
more.
I think if you took the kid out, it would be better.
I don't know, because if you think of Hugh Jackman as, like, a dead character,
mm-hmm.
and, like... The kid, like, watches videos of his dad as a boxer, and then, the robot, like, mimics his boxing moves from watching the show.
Well, yeah.
And he's kind of seeing his dad and the robot and things like that. It would have been a better plot.
If you did something like that, where the kid didn't have to be so annoying.
Yeah, the kid is super annoying. And, you know, another thing I hate, well, we talked already about how the dance moves are the same in the future as they are now.
Yeah.
Which that would be, like... Well, you know, people are talking about nowadays, back when the Charleston was popular, and having people do the Charleston in the future.
This is like 15 years in the future or whatever it was, 2026 or whatever.
Which is crazy to think we'd have robots like that.
Well,
that's too close.
It's too close. It's and too also, close. Nothing else was changed. The soundtrack, like there was an Eminem song, I think, at the beginning.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not even trying. Oh, this brings me to another point. Well, I didn't spend too much time on Real Steel.
I have another point
I don't want to talk about it too much, but... He's freaking out over the $100.
Exactly.
He's
going to
get $100 for a thing.
Exactly.
He's going to get $2,000 for a fight. 15 years from now, $2,000 is not a lot right now.
$100 is going to be nothing.
$100 is gone.
It's nothing.
I get $100 and it's gone.
I don't even remember when I had $100 last time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just gone so fast.
Oh, I got $100. What two things am I going to get with this $100?
Exactly.
Oh, I'm going to pay half of a bill with it.
It's terrible.
You can't
It's terrible.
Do it.
I guess
good.
Money's going to be worth more in the future or something. I don't know. The other thing that I want to touch on, and Star Trek is kind of guilty of this too, is that in order to make yourself seem like you're in the future,
mm-hmm.
when you talk about things, you throw out a couple of names that are from the past that everybody knows, and then you throw in some future names. So they were talking about boxers, and they said, oh, they were all the greats, Muhammad Ali, Sugar Ray, and then he'll say stuff like Mokhtalan.
Right.
Kareth the Mular, or something like that, and he'll give like future names to let you know that you're in the
future.
Yeah, I just it's a try it and true method to kind of place yourself to connect with the audience. Oh, I know those first two names.
I know the first. I know
those other two are future names.
Future boxers.
Future boxers.
Yeah.
All right, so Real Steel. Yeah. Fart noises for Real Steel. I'd rather just listen to a bunch of fart noises.
I can do that. Than watch. I can make it happen.
We spent enough. Okay, that movie doesn't deserve how much time we just spent on it.
That's what I'm saying. I want to stop. It doesn't deserve it. Okay.
So we'll never mention it again.
Never mention it again.
Okay.
So on to the next film that I rented as a backup, which I'm glad that I did. Little movie called Drive.
Yeah. Okay?
It came out, and then it was gone. I saw the trailer.
It drove out of the theaters.
It drove out of the theaters. Yeah. It sped out.
You see what I did
that? It's good.
I took the name.
Play on words.
Yeah.
Surprise hit for me.
Was it?
It was. You know who's in it? Ryan Gosling.
That's right.
Right. So I saw the trailer, and I was like, that might be okay. And then it was gone. I just forgot about it. Whatever. Ryan Gosling, he's not on my radar. I don't go see every Ryan Gosling movie.
You saw The Notebook.
I saw The Notebook.
You loved it.
I saw The Notebook.
And you loved it.
I thought it was a pretty good movie.
Wait a second, you really did see it?
I did
was
see
joking
it.
Right
I
now.
Saw it with a girl.
Wow. I was joking.
A
actually.
Girl made me watch the movie.
I was actually joking with you, but you just totally admitted
well,
to
I
watching
saw
it.
Well, I saw it. I did see
That's
it.
That's amazing.
It wasn't a terrible film.
See, you probably thought that you told me at some point that you saw it and liked it, and I was calling you out on the show.
I thought I told you.
But I had
you.
No idea you actually had seen The Notebook.
I thought I told you.
Wow.
Well, anyway.
Okay.
So anyway, Ryan Gosling, whatever. But he did an awesome job in this movie. The tone of it is very similar to, sort of in a way, it kind of reminds me of Taxi Driver.
It's like that.
It's like that.
Because it has Drive.
Not really.
Oh.
But almost. But it also kind of reminds me of The Mechanic.
Okay.
Not the remake. I've not seen
that.
Not the remake with Jason Statham, but the Charles Bronson film. You've okay. never seen The Mechanic?
I've never seen
with
the
Charles
Mechanic.
Bronson?
Charles Bronson.
Oh.
That's going to get us into Charles Bronson here.
I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Okay. I don't want to start jumping in on Charles Bronson until you're done
okay.
with this, but I do want to talk about Charles Bronson stuff.
I'm almost done.
Okay.
The movie has a great soundtrack to it. It's very 80s like. It's like a synth kind of a synthesized it just has this tone to it. It just has like this feel to the movie that is cool. It's just real cool. He gets to be a bad dude at some part. I mean it's just like
I
don't know, it stuck with me and now I want to watch it again. It just made an impact on me that I didn't think it was going to.
I heard you playing some of that soundtrack, I think, on the computer.
Yeah, I think you did.
I think I heard it. It was cool. I heard
it's cool.
It was
cool. It goes with the movie. The movie has a style that they don't put in movies now. You know, like, everybody in movies now is like, oh, he's wearing a black suit with a black tie, and they're doing this and that. I mean, everything had, like, style to it. It was very well done. It's a pretty awesome movie. Pretty good.
I heard that, I think somebody posted that they were trying to get Hot Toys to make his character from
Oh,
Drive.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't know.
But I don't know.
I don't know if that.
I don't know how true that is.
I don't know if.
I don't know if, you need
if Hot Toys needs to make a figure.
I
don't need
like
a figure.
It's not like the movie did that well.
It didn't. I don't
so
think.
I
don't think it
figure.
Did.
Yeah.
I think the soundtrack is doing better than the movie.
Really?
Did. Yeah, I think so.
That's kind of sad. Okay, Charles Bronson. Last time around, we did some quotes.
That's right.
It's my car.
Iced cream.
I'm getting some iced cream. It's a free country. Those are lines from Death Wish 3.
Death Wish 3.
Charles Bronson, Death Wish 3. Maybe the best movie ever made.
It could be.
Some
argue that it is.
When I was a kid, my dad would watch Charles Bronson movies. I remember him watching certain Charles Bronson movies. And I remember thinking to myself, what's this guy? He's nothing.
I'm a big Charles Bronson fan myself.
I am now.
Yeah.
But back then, I didn't understand it. Like,
right.
I was like, this is just some old guy that my
right.
dad's watching in a movie. And I didn't watch Death Wish or anything like that. And so I didn't really get it. But then Chad and Matt used to come into the retail store, these brothers, great, very funny guys. They would come in and they would talk about Death Wish 3. And they would tell me, you've got to see this movie. It's the greatest movie ever made. It's so ridiculously great. You will not believe how great it is. And they would tell me about certain scenes, but not really tell me about the whole movie. And I would go, sure, guys. Okay, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. So they gave me the DVD.
They let you borrow it.
They let me borrow it. And I knew that they were going to come back for it, and I was like, I gotta watch this stupid movie. I gotta watch this Charles Bronson movie, because I gotta give it back to him, and I can't tell him I saw it unless I actually sat down and watched it. And so I like started it at like 1 a.m. one night. And
you
I
had
like,
something
I
to do,
sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had something to do, and I couldn't sleep. And so I'm like, I'm gonna throw it in, and I couldn't stop watching it. I loved it so much, and I was like so wired after it because it's so ridiculously oddball good.
Oh man.
And so crazy, and so many things happen in the movie, and it's just so funny and ridiculous. And it is, I couldn't thank them enough when they came in the next time and picked up the DVD, and they said, you thought we were joking, didn't you? And I said, I really did. I thought you guys were totally crazy. But this movie's fantastic. Death Wish 3 is my top 10 great movies.
Wow.
Maybe it's not.
It's probably not, but it is great.
It is great. It's so cheesy fun. Okay, so in case you don't know about Death Wish, Paul Kersey, Death Wish 3, Paul Kersey is already like a vigilante. And so his buddy, Charlie... Is that his name, Charlie?
Charlie.
Yeah. I came to see Charlie. He gets taken over by the creeps.
Yep.
The creeps are local neighborhood gang. Neighborhood gang. And so Charlie gets killed. We're not ruining anything because this happens in the first few minutes.
Yep.
And then Paul Kersey comes to town, and he has to kind of clean up the town.
Right.
And he teams up with the head detective guy. And that guy's great because he calls everybody dude. Who's this dude?
Who's this dude?
Who's this dude? Hey, cockroaches. Dude. And there's just so many ridiculous things that happen in the movie.
It's so great.
It's
awesome.
When he cleans up the town, and at the end when they're running together, him and Charles Bronson, the detective and Charles Bronson, and they're moving through the town, just the two of them, and there's all this chaos happening.
I wish you could see James right now reacting this.
It's perfect.
He's reacting. He's
I'm doing the movements.
He's acting it out.
I'm doing it right now.
It's so good.
I love it so much.
I love it too.
It's so great.
If you haven't seen Death Wish 3,
see it,
but also... Maybe wait, because we are going to record commentary.
It's going
to
be great.
For you to download to go along with Death Wish 3.
We're going
to
watch it with you guys.
It's going
to
be fast.
Don't watch it yet.
It's going to be fantastic. Wait for us to...
Don't watch it yet.
Wait
yeah.
for us to record this.
We're going to watch it with you.
This being said...
Get the DVD, but don't watch
this being said, Death Wish 1 is a serious, seriously good, serious film. It is solid.
It is really
solid. It's very good.
But it changed my whole view on Charles Bronson.
Oh, yeah.
I went from not really caring about Charles Bronson to thinking, this dude is a bad dude.
Yeah.
I love Charles Bronson.
I love Charles Bronson.
I think he's great.
Yeah, he's great.
And so now I've gone back and rewatched some other Charles Bronson movies, like The Evil That Men Do, and, you know, the first Death Wish and things like that, and
Death
the Mandem commercials.
Mandem.
He slaps it on. It's yeah. go on. You can go online. Exactly.
There's gun sounds when he's splashing on the cologne.
He spins it off.
Yeah,
and then he splashes it on like it's a shower of Mandem. Watch the Mandem commercials. You can watch those.
Bronson was the man.
Buy Death Wish 3, but wait for the commentary.
Bronson.
So you can watch
it
with me and Mike.
Bronson was the man.
He was the man. Mary Jill Ireland, who was in Star Trek.
Right.
Layla Colomi in This Side of Paradise.
Right, yeah. They were married for a long time.
Yeah.
So
there's that.
What else did you actually have to talk about? James,
I want to touch on Maddie's stuff a little bit.
Oh boy, okay.
A little bit, and that might be the last thing I really need to talk about.
Are you serious?
I think so. What time is it now? I mean, we haven't been going that long. Are you serious?
Are you serious?
Why aren't you and Tammy still together?
Jeez.
How much time we got? Where are we at?
I dumped her. 17 minutes.
Okay, we're good. It's probably going to be about a half an hour.
Hopefully.
But, okay, so I want to talk to you about what's going on.
Sounds like a pretty good idea.
That's a pretty good show, you know, from what I watched. It's kind of, we're talking about the Napoleon Dynamite cartoon. It's kind of family friendly a little bit. There's some things in there that maybe a little too much.
It's interesting animation.
It was fun to watch with the kids.
I think it's pretty
You can't watch
decent.
Simpsons or Family Guy with the kids.
I think it's decent.
With my kids. Okay.
Maddie.
So, there's been a lot of crap on Maddie lately, you know? It's been like...
Are you allowed to say that?
I think so.
The C word?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, rap is crap.
Yes.
No, wait, that's an old song from wrestling. You don't know what I'm talking about. Mm. Okay, so... There's been, like, all these shipping delays and these mix-ups and holding back items and not shipping items and double charges and all this stuff. It's just been a horrible 3 months if you buy stuff from Maddie Collector, especially the He-Man line.
Par for the course.
It's really bad. So we got the Fearless Photog figure, which is a figure like 25 years in the making, right? It shows up yesterday.
Photon.
We got five of them between me, Matt, and Nick, right? I opened mine up and it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Matt opens his up and we notice his lens is cracked on his, right? And so then we open up Nick's and we look in the package and we notice that both of his are cracked. And then I opened up the other one that I got and it's cracked, right?
Wow.
So I posted online and I said, hey, this might be a problem.
They're not all they're cracked up to be.
Yeah.
Do you hear?
Yeah. I think I get it.
That's a joke.
I think I get it. So we posted online. I said, hey, this might be a widespread problem. I know we have 4 out of 5 that are cracked. And then I went back and looked at some of the reviews that for the review samples people got. I have to burp. I'm going to go off the mic.
Okay. I'll fill in for you. And so I told everybody, Oh, look, you got
to... Wait a second.
Wait.
I'm back. Don't put words in my mouth,
buddy. If you have a long burp, I'm going to fill in the spot.
I know. I'm going to try not to burp for a long time. All right, so I post on there, and I say, hey, this might be a widespread problem. I went back and checked some reviews, and it looked like the review samples, two of the three of those had it, too. And so a lot of people start posting, oh, there is a problem. That a lot of people are saying it's cracked. Everybody's coming in and saying it's cracked. Some people are saying theirs aren't cracked, which is very possible.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people are saying it is. But here's the problem, okay? So we've got these figures, but the only means of returning them is dealing with Digital River and their customer service, which is horrible
right. To
deal with. I mean, if you call, you're sometimes put on hold for like long periods of time. And then if you make it through, they'll have to get back to you and create a ticket for you and all this different stuff. You got to jump through hoops to get to the point where you're able to do a return.
Right.
And then if you do a return, you have to send back your item and then await for them to send you a new item. And then two things can either happen here. They can either send you out an item, which then you take a gamble of if it actually is broken or not, mm-hmm. like yours was, or if it's worse than yours or what. Or if they run out of customer service stock, they don't tell people that. So then they just refund your money and you have no figure at all.
It's
gone.
They don't tell you.
They don't tell you that. Like when you're like with the Wind Raider, they were giving people refunds,
mm-hmm.
and I was in the midst of trying to do a return, and they were still telling me they had customer service stock to replace it with. But I knew they didn't have customer service stock because other people had already been getting returns or refunds.
Right.
So they're telling people that we've got customer service stock that they don't have, at least for that case. So you take a chance of either having a broken figure sent back or no figure at all. That's not the way you do business.
No, it's terrible.
It's terrible.
Awful.
It's horrible. So that was my rant. That was about it. I mean, it's a really bad situation.
What part is the lens? It's not on the front of his head, right? Or
well, it extends out. Like there's an inner tube,
mm-hmm.
right? That like a camera focuses in and out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like it goes in and out. So the inner piece is cracked. It's cracked on the same spot on every single one of them.
Wow.
If it's cracked, it's cracked in the exact same spot. So it has to do with, it's near a seam.
Yeah.
So I think it has to do with like the plastic is weaker and it can't stand the stress of being seamed around.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can't relieve itself where it's glued. So it relieves itself at the nearest weakest point and it just cracks there.
That's where I always relieve myself
in my crack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or near my crack.
Yeah.
It got real sickening and gross, dirty man. Right then.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, watch your language and your mouth.
Yeah.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Watch your mouth out soap.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch your alfalfa. Is what it sounded like you said for a second there.
Might as well have been. That was just as funny.
All right. Well, that's all I had to say about that.
Well, but I'm very sorry about your lenticular or whatever.
Yeah, lenticular. Yeah. Fearless lenticular. Yeah. Well, look at that stuff. I have issues with Maddie all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And yet I keep coming back for more. I keep buying the line.
Well, you
keep supporting it.
Yeah, you're kind of...
I can't stop.
You could stop.
I want to stop.
Yeah.
I want to stop, but I can't stop. So I kind of hope like I said before, I hate to say it, but I'm kind of ready for the line to end.
Yeah.
Because then I can stop, because there's nothing else to buy. As much as I hate it, they pushed it to this point.
This is going
to
be a big year for NECA figures. I think you could buy...
I could buy NECA figures.
You could have enough to...
You know I can't stop.
I can't stop.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
Won't stop.
Can't stop. Won't stop. Okay, so that was all I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
That was it.
Well, speaking of figures, I'm going back to Jax.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, I just saw that they are making Men in Black 3 figures. Kind of surprised they're doing a Men in Black 3 movie.
Yeah.
But then they're doing figures.
Will Smith looks so young in the commercial. Have you seen that trailer?
No.
He looks so young. He looks like he could still do... Like the Fresh Prince television series.
Oh, I bet he could. He's aging very well.
He's aging incredibly well.
He's okay, fresh. So, he's staying fresh.
He is a fresh prince.
He's staying fresh. Well, anyway, the figures...
Not very good.
I think back to when Jax did the Van Helsing figures.
Mm-hmm.
Those were really good. And the Pirates figures weren't great. They had some...
They had the same arms.
They
had
very
between
long...
Between the women and the men on the 3 3/4.
They had very long arms and some of them had big hats. But the sculpting was like, okay.
It was decent.
These figures look like cartoons. They look like they're based on cartoons, and they have like funny looking tiny feet. They're really bad. Not good.
What's going on with Jax? How did they survive?
I don't know. I don't know what's keeping them up. They've stopped making. I've noticed they stopped. All the UFC figures are just like gone.
TNA. I mean, I don't even know if TNA's still around.
Yeah, they don't make
those anymore. They don't. I mean, they did Real Steel, and that bombed.
Right.
So it's just. I mean, how many things can you do?
I like Jax. I wish their company that you know, they kind of fill some voids that,
yeah, like to fill her void.
Oh, that's the second time that you did it.
I love it.
So that's Jack's, and there was something else I just thought of, and then it escaped me. I thought of it, and then it escaped me.
I'm sorry.
Well, I was talking about.
You're talking about NECA
toys and action figures. Jack's. Jack specific.
I don't know what else.
Men in Black 3. Oh, I was gonna say. Speaking of new trailers, there's a trailer online that keeps popping up for me.
Yeah.
Maybe for you. Maybe for some people.
I don't know what it is.
It's Jurassic Park 4.
Oh no.
Yeah, but you click
Are
on
you
it.
Kidding me
no,
right
but you
now?
Click on it, okay. And it's a fan made trailer. Why? Why are you making fan-made trailers? I'm begging you. If you're listening to this show and it's something that you're doing, maybe you're on your computer right now. You're typing. You're editing the film, the software, and you're making a trailer. Don't do that.
You know what?
Don't do
me?
It to people. It's upsetting when you go to click on it, and you find out, oh, this is footage from stuff that already exists, and I'm watching it again. I'm gonna have to watch it now. I don't watch it. I always click back. It's a waste of time. You're wasting people's time if you make fan-made trailers.
They trick me sometimes, too, when I think I'm getting the real trailer. Like, if I go to watch an old trailer, like, because I love old trailers.
Yeah.
I'll go online, I'm like, I'm going to watch the 89 Batman trailer. And then I'll click on one that's like, oh, here it is. And then it'll come up and it's got some new music.
Yeah.
And it's got some other scenes. This is my fan-made trailer for the 89 Batman. Then put fan-made in the description.
Right.
Don't
trick people.
Me.
Don't trick people. I have no problem.
I don't have time for this.
If you want to edit your own stuff.
Yeah.
Just say what it is. Just say what it is.
Put that as the first things you put on there. Put fan-made Batman 1989 trailer. Because then I know not to click on it. And that's what you're doing.
Right.
You're trying to trick
me. Exactly.
You're trying to trick me right
now. Exactly.
Into clicking.
Exactly. That's what they do. Are you getting a text message?
Henry is calling my cell phone right now.
Holy crap.
Henry.
I almost want you to answer.
I almost want to, too. I'm going to.
Okay.
Do you think it's okay to put him on?
I don't know. Yeah.
We can tell him we're doing a podcast right now.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to... Okay. I'm doing it.
Here we go. Here. Oh, my gosh. Here we go. I'm not even... Here we go.
Henry?
Yeah, Jim, how you doing, buddy? I'm in the water
podcast. Hey, hang on one sec. Henry, I have to tell you something. Okay? Right now, we are recording a podcast. Okay?
Yeah.
So, right now, you're on speakerphone, and you're on the podcast.
Okay.
Is that okay with you? You're okay with being recorded for a podcast right now?
Put it closer to the mic.
You're fine with it?
Yes.
Okay.
Jim, I got cool Star Trek figures, I'm telling you. I got a Kirk and Spock from the Amok Common from near.
That is awesome, buddy. I'm so glad to hear you have the new Star Trek 9-inch figures from Playmates from the 90s.
Yeah, and I got the Captain Sisko, I got Kirk Command Edition, I got Captain Picard in the Type A uniform, Type B in Sisko, and I'm going to get Worf and Klingon Atari, I'm going to get...
I'm the captain of the Yorktown. Of course I am.
Yeah.
Of course.
And I'm the first officer.
You're the first officer.
I'm communications officer.
My dad died. I thought about leaving Starfleet and throwing away the uniform.
That's hey, but you stayed with Starfleet, buddy, and that's what's important.
Hey. Yeah, see, the thing is, when I saw that episode called The Cage.
That's right. Hey, buddy, I don't want to cut you off, but I have to get back to recording this podcast, okay?
Yeah, and while we're here, before I let you go, Jim, and we're going to bring back Kirk on Voyager 3. We're going to steal the starship Yorktown and bring him back.
Okay. We'll bring Kirk back, buddy. No problems. Okay, I'm going to have to let you go though, okay?
The needs of the many outweigh for the needs of the few for the one. I always and shall be your friend. Live long and prosper, Jim.
Live long and prosper, buddy.
I'll get some more Star Trek figure fix.
Okay, get some more Star Trek figures.
And I'll be your first officer, Captain.
All right, buddy. Hailing frequencies open. And live long and prosper, buddy.
You too. Warp 5.
Warp 5.
Man,
that was Henry.
That was a little treat.
That was awesome.
A nice little diversion.
All right, Henry.
Henry's.
He's been a loyal customer and friend.
And friend for
years.
It's been probably 6 years now.
It's been 6 years.
Six or 7 years, maybe.
He used to when we had the store that we deal vintage toys. Henry would call in, and he would buy stuff
and talk to us,
and we became friends. And he's the captain of his starship, or he's a first officer.
I've
become a captain of a starship. He's told me, and that you know, and sometimes he takes you out, and you take out punks.
That's right. Sometimes me and him take out punks together with our
it's good
mini guns with 2,000 rounds.
Yeah, so sometimes he calls and he just wants to talk about those things.
Sometimes I get to be Rambo. You know, he's lucky. You're lucky that he lets you be Captain.
Yeah.
After you cut off his hand.
I did cut off his hand. At the pier. He told me.
Saving Abby Morgan.
Well, he was turning to the dark side that he told me.
Yeah.
And apparently I had to stop him.
You did what you had to do.
Yep. But that's Henry. And maybe every once in a while he'll call into the show and tell us what's going on.
Maybe.
That was great.
We'll see.
I love that. I hope it turns out okay.
I hope it does too. I think it was okay.
I think you can kind of make out what he was talking about.
It was okay. So anyway.
Henry might be the new star of Action Features. He's the dark horse.
Listen, if that happened,
yeah,
our listenership would go up.
I think so.
If we've never met Henry, he's never been in.
We've never met.
He lives out of state, but
he's a great kid.
I don't know how to top that.
You can't go any further than that.
But since we're talking about out of towners, I want to mention that Bronson Pinchot. Mm-hmm.
Bronson Pinchot.
What's his name?
I've never heard of him.
You know who I'm talking about? He's
no,
from.
I don't.
Yes, he played Balky Bartokomus.
What show was he on?
Perfect Strangers. Have you ever heard that?
I've never. Maybe.
Let's see.
I think I kind of remember it.
Yeah, he was Cousin Larry. He talked to Cousin Larry. Okay. His name was Balky Bartokomus from Meatballs. You remember?
Maybe I do.
It was
know.
Funny. Hmm. Maybe you do. I think maybe you
I'm
do.
I'm sure it's something that can refresh my
memory. Let's see. Sometimes the world looks perfect. Nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in our way.
This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end.
Standing tall on the wings of our dreams, rise and fall
on the wings of my dreams.
Rain and thunder, wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. It's my life, it's my dreams, and nothing's gonna stop me now.
I remember it.
You remember it?
Now I remember it.
I vaguely remember the show myself.
I kind of remember it a little bit.
Anyway.
It's the one with,
Balky Bartokomus.
That's it. That's the character.
Yes, okay. So I love Balky.
Balky was great.
I don't feel that he really has much to offer aside from that. I've seen him in some other things.
I've seen him in other things and he's annoying.
He's kind of annoying.
Yeah. Was he in The Surreal Life at some point?
I don't know.
I can't even remember.
I don't even watch
his that. Career is basically over.
Basically.
And I'm sorry if he's a listener. He might be a listener.
He probably is.
I'm sorry, Bronson.
Sorry, Mr. Pinchot.
I'm sorry, Bronson Pinchot. We talked about two Bronsons in this episode.
That's right.
I didn't realize
it's the Bronson episode.
Charles Bronson. Yeah. This is going to be called the one where we talk about Bronsons.
Chuck Bronson.
Yeah.
It might not be.
It's going to be.
Well, okay.
Well, I think you'd be disappointed if they got to this point and they heard that and it wasn't called
the one where we talk about Bronsons. They would get two titles in one, basically.
Okay.
So anyway, he's got a new show where he's going to fix up houses. Is this what you've been doing in your spare time, Bronson?
Yeah.
No.
I thought
I had a son, I was going to name him Bronson after Charles Bronson, but now...
You know it's Bronson Pinchot.
Now, I'm afraid to do that.
Pinchot.
Pinchot.
Because it's got a T on the end, but you can say it's like a D. Bronson Pinchot.
You can say it. It's like a D. Pinchot.
It's so cold in the D.
It's so cold in the D.
Bronson Pinchot.
So I won't be naming my son that.
Well, the premise of the show, though, is he fixes up these old houses
right. And
makes them look colonial or something and, like, hides the, like, fridge and the microwave behind colonial. I don't even know.
What?
But I'm not interested. I want to see Bronson Pinchot.
Well, now I want to watch
it. Be Balky. If he acts like Balky
maybe
in the show,
maybe he's
I'll
being
watch
Balky.
It.
He's Balky fixing houses.
If he's just Bronson in the show, I'm not interested.
Not interested. What makes him so qualified to fix up houses like that? I mean,
you go where your skills lie, and his skills lie in being Balky.
That's where your skills are, man.
That's it, man. You've got what you want.
That's all you have.
You found your audience, dude.
Bring back Larry.
Yeah, he's not doing anything.
He's not doing anything.
He can't be doing anything.
Doesn't even
have hair.
Doesn't
know what he's doing.
Doesn't
anything.
Even have to be the same guy.
Doesn't have to be. It does.
It could be somebody else.
Yeah.
It could be somebody else that looks like him. Excuse you.
I broke off mic. You couldn't even pick it up.
Good job.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that.
That pretty much sums it up.
That pretty much sums it up. I think we can't really keep going after.
We can keep going, but it won't be fair to the.
We did. Henry called in. We heard from Henry, and then we had the sing along. So we can't.
We had the sing along. We had two Bronson The two Bronsons mentioned in one episode, unplanned, mind you.
Yeah.
We had some childhood memories.
We talked about movies, which my wife said, you gotta talk about more movies next time. There was too much toy talk the last
time. Well, that was the point, was it's toy fair.
I know, but this is sorry, my wife doesn't care about toys.
Bobby, I'm sorry, you don't listen. Don't listen then.
She's gonna listen. She has to
listen.
Well,
go ahead and...
She's gonna unlike the page.
Don't.
She'll unlike the page.
Bobby, please don't unlike it.
We only have 41.
We need everyone that we can possibly get.
I'm gonna tell you, after this episode, it's gonna go down to 40. And we're gonna know why. It's gonna be her.
It's gonna be her.
It's gonna be her.
You know what? I'm gonna get somebody else.
She's gonna give up.
I'm gonna give somebody else to do a false like to bring it back up.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
I don't wanna have to do that, but I will.
Whoever's listening to this, if you're listening to it through iTunes, go to the Facebook page and like the page too.
Yes.
We don't know how many subscribers we have through iTunes because iTunes won't tell us.
It's stupid.
It's so dumb that they hide that. I don't get it. We might only have one.
We have at least one.
We have at least one. And also review us, but only give us 5 stars. Don't give us under 4 out of 5 stars.
Only give us 5 stars.
Only. That's all. Yeah.
Right.
Don't give us under 5.
Anything less than that.
If you think we're less than 5 stars, then don't bother to rate us. Don't bother to rate us. If you think we're under 5, just go, I'm not even going to take the time to rate those guys.
Yeah.
Don't take the time.
Real quick.
Okay.
Talking about ratings.
Yeah.
If any of you get on Amazon, I'm on a kick tonight. If any of you get on Amazon and you're writing reviews for movies, that is not the place to write a review for your customer service. Mm. I don't know how many times I've seen a great movie, somebody gives it 1 star. My DVD showed up and the case was cracked. I had to wait 3 weeks. Not the place. There's another place on Amazon where you can review your customer service. You can rate the seller. It's not the place that says review this movie. Different places, different ratings. So you get a 1 star to a 5 star movie.
Exactly.
Because you're an idiot.
Because you're an idiot.
Don't be an idiot.
Don't be an idiot.
So if any of you are doing that or have done it, for one, I want a written apology on Action Features, the Facebook page.
And you need to rate us 5 stars.
And rate us 5 stars.
That's what you owe us.
That's right.
Point.
You owe at least 5 stars.
Yeah.
And go back and correct yourselves.
All right. Well, is that it?
That's it.
All right.
That's it.
Well, go ahead. Sign off.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by. I think I got one.
I had a good sign off the other.
Did you have one? Brought to you by?
No, I didn't have a brought to you by. I had a sign off.
I did the brought to you by. You did the sign off. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you do it. You do your sign off.
No, you do the sign off. I do the brought to you by.
All right. This is.
You do the sign off. First.
I forget the order sometimes.
We've done it. This is the fifth time we've done it.
I'm losing count.
We do it every week.
I'm losing count.
Yeah.
This is James and Mike with Action Features signing off with Audi 5.
This episode has been brought to you by Potato Skins, ones with baked potato peel. They're made with potatoes, skins, and
oh, boys, is all.